With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome back, my friends, to this riot that's going on right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. The phones are alive. We're enjoying the exchange of valuable information from freedom-loving people from around the world, and I appreciate you joining me tonight. Just a reminder that Sam Davis is having a seminar next weekend, the 19th and 20th, in Greenville, South Carolina. Those of you who haven't heard Sam speak need to get there. It's an invaluable experience. It's very inexpensive. It's $100 per person. They accept all forms of fictional payment, and the details are available at status, S-T-A-T-U-S, isfreedom.com. Sam's really a wonderful guy, and you will gain a lot out of it, regardless of your level of experience in freedom procedures. Well, Jeff, the answer to your question, what's the difference between an offset and a set-off bond? Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between a pill and a lip?
Sorry, say that again.
What's the difference between a pill and a lip?
A pill and a lip.
And a lip. Let me give you the quick answer. The letter L is just a different arrangement of the letters. An offset bond or a set-off bond can be identical, or they can be entirely different entities depending upon how you write them. I really am not saying that to be cute. That's actually the correct answer to the question. Now, I've applied the term offset bond to the bond that we've routed through an indemnity bond and against which a promissory note is written. But in my bag of tricks, I do have a secured funding and set-off bond. You have not seen that. Only a small handful of people have seen that. In fact, excuse me, if I may observe, a defective one was floating around, and I'm glad I was able to alert certain people about that. That was actually one that was an interim vehicle that we used to try to combine a promissory note with a set-off bond. You may recall on previous programs I'd mentioned I struggled on that for 2 days and it failed miserably. So it's very important that people don't use these things without knowing what they are and who they are. But a set-off bond is a very special vehicle that I've written that doesn't use promissory notes. We'll be back in a minute.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just a reminder, if you're facing eviction, foreclosure, a tough collection, and you need some stall time or you're seeking to monetize an instrument, the bankruptcy court may be a venue for you to consider. And we do have a course available, probably the best work I've ever done. It's called Collecting in Bankruptcy, and it's available by sending a request to Brian either at restore.america@hotmail.com or takenoprisoners@hush.com. Folks, please, let me just remind you, do not include any attachments and certainly no mass emails to our Hush mail accounts. They clog up rather quickly, and that would be prohibitively difficult for people who really need to communicate with us. Anyway, there is, as I said, a set-off or offset bond. The name doesn't really matter, Jeff. It is what the wording says it is. But I've used the words individually to denote two different instruments that I've written and designed from scratch, actually. The offset bond is something that we use with a promissory note. It is derived from the original BIC instruments, but it has been completely rewritten and redone. In fact, I don't know if there's any original language in there whatsoever at this point. I suspect there isn't. And the set-off bond is an entirely different creature, which I won't be talking about on the air until our beta testing is done, and it's something we're using for payment and other vehicles without the use of a promissory note. So thank you for calling. I hope that answered your question, Jeff.
Yes, it did.
All right. Thanks very much. I'm going to go back to this letter very briefly, and then we'll go to the phones again. I'd like to read you another paragraph picked out here, sort of at random. This is not in chronological order. And this says, to ensure the public record henceforth, payment is being presented under notary seal pursuant to the notary's specific authority to facilitate international commerce. With a private party, that might not be a bad idea. It might not be a bad idea to include that information, since their understanding of the use of a notary is likely to be zero, as was ours before we became involved in commercial procedures. Then in bold it says, unless I receive a statement of account no later than 10 days certifying a final ending balance of $0, this letter will be annexed to the notary's certificate of protest and filed into a federal evidence jacket or other public record. In this case, we were using that as warning because he does not want the public embarrassment that that might involve. Excuse me. The federal evidence jacket, by the way, would not be something where a lawsuit could be initiated against the straw party for slander or libel, whereas filing in a county, perhaps such a case could be made by a clever attorney. Not that we care. Come to the party, Mr. Attorney. Send me your offer, and in 21 days, I'm going to have lien rights to all of your property if you don't back down. And I'll dismiss the case as well as a sovereign man. That's what I mean about working in tandem with commerce, my commerce, not their Federal Reserve Bank commerce, and sovereign, and the understanding of what it is to be a sovereign man or woman. This goes on to say, this compulsory step necessitated by your dishonor of four payments and three inquiries will ensure, without untoward public embarrassment, prima facie evidence of payment and our risk management discussions, in parentheses, see Schedule A Risk Management Advisory Annexed, for access by your insurance carrier. Folks, that's why there can be no rules and regulations for BIC or any other method. That's why a book would be useless. That's fitting your brain to the situation. What does this man fear? What do most doctors fear? Public scorn, or certainly their insurance carrier coming along and saying, whoop, we are not going to back you. You have violated the clause that required you to do A, B, or C. So now you're on your own. No one, no practicing doctor, except me, wants to lose his malpractice insurance. Me, I lost mine by virtue of telling them to take a hike. I would rather deal with issues myself than suffer the embarrassment of a scolding from an insurance company's attorney or the attorney's hack. In fact, I actually had to teach the insurance company attorney all of his lessons about admiralty one day when we handled a small claims case. Then this goes on to say, it will also ensure that any attorney who elects to trespass on the contract will be afforded an opportunity under subpoena to verify firsthand knowledge of his representations and compliance with all applicable DRs and rules. That's disciplinary regulations and rules. What have I just done? Any attorney reading this understands that I'm not going to sit back and play by his rules. First thing I'm going to do, if I go into the public, is subpoena him into a venue that is yet to be specified. Let's keep him guessing. To qualify those lovely statements he likes to make, both from a perspective of false statements pertaining to his limits of authority, the limits of his office under the disciplinary regulations of the State Bar Association, and his obligations as an officer of the court. So we'll come back to this letter in a couple of minutes. Richard in Florida, thank you for joining us, Richard. I was hoping that you would call in.
Hello, Dr. Sam.
Richard's the fellow I mentioned who had a situation that I thought might be appropriate to discussion on the air. Richard, we're getting a fair amount of background noise.
We had a rainstorm down here in Florida that kind of affected the telephone lines.
I see. Well, Richard, you're not standing in the rain talking to me, are you?
No.
you haven't been watching Gene Kelly on TNT, have you?
No, I haven't.
Very good. All right, Richard, well, welcome to the program. Why don't you bring us up to speed?
Well, I haven't filed tax returns since 1999. It's been about 8 years now. Consequently, I've got a notice of federal tax lien and a notice of levy for 100% of what I make.
Only 100%?
That's it.
All right. Richard, have you been listening to the program?
Yes, I have.
How long have you been listening to it?
I'm a newbie, and I just started, and I'm trying to go back now and listen to the old in the archives and things like that.
All right. Where in Florida, general area of Florida, are you?
A little bit north of Tampa.
North of Tampa. Are you north enough to be in the panhandle?
No, about 35, 40 miles north of Tampa.
Okay. Well, I ask because we have people scattered around that state, and I'm thinking who we could hook you up to. Richard, it's very hard for me when I receive emails like yours, and I receive many of them every day, where people don't have commercial experience or may not have any experience in the freedom movement. It's very hard for me to project a set of strategies and schemes and procedures and tactics, because I almost can't say, well, what I would do in that situation is the following. If you don't have any of the experience, that would make such a conversation even relevant to you. So the first thing that I would point out, or Brian, my volunteer, would point out, would be it's imperative to get to the program and listen to December 1st, December 15th, and December 16th, and then go back to April when we join this wonderful network and bring yourself up to speed, so that if I were to ask you a simple question, what is BIC, you'd be able to answer. Do you know what BIC is?
Beneficiaries in Common?
Yeah, what does it mean? What do I mean when I say BIC
system? I'm not at that
point
yet. I'm sorry.
You're not at that point?
No.
Do you have any commercial experience? Have you filed the UCC-1?
No, I haven't. I've been reading about the UCC-1. I've been reading about the acceptance for value for the birth certificate. And I'm to the point where I just gotten started into learning about it.
All right. And are you prepared to study hard?
Oh, absolutely.
Dedicate yourself to it. It really has to become the focal point of your life for a little while.
Absolutely.
Good, because might I suggest that someone in your position might want to consider going to peace with the fine folks at the Internal Revenue Service?
I'm sorry, can
and
you
we
repeat
do,
that?
We, going to peace with the Internal Revenue Service and the people who work there. And the way we would do that is we would pay the liability in a form that they recognize and accept, even though some of the agents send them back. They're operating either without authority or trying to call a bluff, just like in court with my friend this past week. For 2 days, they hammered him, and 2 days, he hammered back, and judge after judge left. They couldn't get the one thing they need. And let me pose a true story to you from a couple of weeks ago. Knew a fellow who got arrested for failing to appear. And they hauled him in, and they said, well, you're going to be here over the weekend. And he said, if I'm here over the weekend, then I'm issuing an order placing you under arrest. And the marshals looked at each other, and they hauled him into the court at night, and they brought in a magistrate. And although there was a prosecutor there screaming for blood, after all, he's been arrested for failure to appear, hasn't he? And they're screaming for a cash bond in X amount. Well, you would think that the last thing they can do is release this guy. But the judge said, when he asked, what are we going to have to do to wrap this up tonight? The judge said, just sign this. And what do you think they wanted him to sign? Take a guess.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
You didn't hear any of that story?
I heard most of the story, but I didn't hear what you asked.
Yeah, what do you think the judge asked him to sign to have the proceeding end that night?
I have no idea.
An appearance bond.
Okay.
Here's a man who failed to appear, and the court only cares about getting another appearance on why they need your consent. Folks, we'll be back to discuss that in 3 minutes. Don't go away. This is Take No Prisoners, and I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, Richard, the point I was making was that has it ever been more clear than in the case I just mentioned that they need your consent? That is a given, that your consent is absolutely essential to any procedure the court will do, and they will assume that consent in various ways, unless you absolutely make it clear they do not have it. The same is true with IRS. They need your consent, and they secure that consent by dishonored presentments and by sending paper and very often by using some of the agents will use bullying tactics until you make it clear who you are and from what perspective you are operating, or until you bring them to their superiors or issue a warrant or a lien against their bond. So what we would like to do is make the assumption of good faith and settle this matter. And we do that by making payment in a form, regardless of if that agent turns around and sends it back or says I can't accept it. But usually, I don't really know of any cases where a promissory note has been sent back by IRS. It's far as I know, I'm searching my memory right now, they've kept them all. But we would pay using a VIC process, which would involve a payment instrument, a cover letter, a letter of instructions perhaps, and certain tax documents, which you have heard me speak about, and you can certainly bring yourself up to speed, Richard, listening to the programs from December to the present. And those tax documents would make it absolutely clear that the issue was completely paid, that the taxes are to be recovered to return to the source, and that the issue is closed. And in so doing, I would expect those liens and garnishments and levies to disappear within 6 weeks. We want to go to peace with them. We want to authorize the use of our exemption, the use of that account in an appropriate manner to close out that presentment, that garnishment request, that request for funds that came to us, funds that we've already paid when we funded the whole system back in 1933. And that's what the 1099 OID, the 1040V, and the 1040 or the 1040NR seem to accomplish and have been accomplishing for a long time in conjunction with bona fide payment that has been made. Now, sometimes if you have a presentment from them which has a payment coupon on the bottom, the amount would be written at the bottom of that coupon unless it has a bunch of zeros, and that can be signed over to Treasury for payment to the United States Treasury and returned with these tax documents as well. And there is technology for doing that, and that should settle the issue. I can't tell you it will in every case, but I'll tell you, it just about has in every case. It's getting that routine for people as they better understand the procedures that are available to them. Do you have any question about that, Richard?
No, sir. I appreciate your help. And I got to sit down and listen to all these programs and get up to snuff on things and go from there.
Yeah, it may seem a little abstract at first, but it's not. It's not. In fact, I had one mentor contact me the other day and said, she's just using a single letter, a letter that most of us have seen, and that's worked in all cases. Now, I'm not sure about garnishments, but it certainly worked in situations where there were inquiries, and that put an end to it, that they should settle out the account, credit it appropriately, and close this as an issue. So we're not helpless in these situations. We're not looking for a controversy. We're looking to settle it in a way that is perfectly lawful. And if you have any questions after you do your studying, just send me an email, okay?
Thank you.
And Richard,
yes, sir.
You can only undertake the procedures you feel comfortable with. Don't do something because I spoke about it.
Oh, I understand.
Very good.
Thank you,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks for calling. How about Julie in Montana? Julie in Montana, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
What can we do for you, Julie?
Well, I have a case of, I've got two court cases that are in at the judicial court here, and I've done the BIC process on both of them, and I've given out 6 promissory notes between the two of them, and with the 1099 OIDs, and I received a visit from a Secret Service agent at my door the other day, who was asking me to stop sending paperwork to, he was only talking about one part of, just one promissory note, one player for the promissory note. So, and that happened to be my ex-husband and his lawyer. And, so he was only mentioning those two people.
Well, that sounds like an interesting situation.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, we have some music in the background. Why don't you stick around, and we'll explore that further.
Okay.
All right. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Join us in 3 minutes, please.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friend. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And if you have a question about your own cases or situations and you feel you'd like to talk with me, then the way to do that is to send an email to send an email to restore.america@hotmail.com. And that would be the best way to get in touch. I'm trying to catch up on my emails. Can't promise an immediate response, but usually I can get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. I do my very best to do that. So, Julie, you call up with a very interesting situation. You had a visit from a member of the Secret Service. Now,
yes.
If I may observe something, I've said this on the program before, and I think it bears repeating. The situations which can be the nastiest and most challenging to be able to deal with, especially for newcomers, and you may not be, you may be very experienced, are the situations that involve private parties, which is why I've been reading that from that letter today, and let me read you a section from it, okay? It says, it talks about risk management, in other words, getting sued. And it said, "I share your concern for your professional exposure in light of certain things that you've done, and then it lists them. And then it says, my election, out of nowhere, it says, my election to waive the privilege of participating in U.S. courts as a United States person, resident, subject, defendant means that I cannot be compelled to participate in such actions, although I'm quite willing to redeem the liabilities through Treasury using commercial remedies most solicitors have never experienced. For this reason, attorneys generally keep a safe distance from me when they discover my history of perfecting judicially immune liens on their property, distressing their bonds, rendering them uninsurable, and prosecuting their misrepresentations before grand juries or de jure courts. Since you would be left to your own devices, John, may I respectfully suggest that reasonable care is warranted hereafter. Now, Julie, who do you think I put that statement in for?
For the private lawyer.
The lawyer. That's right, for the lawyer. What lawyer wants a piece of a nut job like that?
Mm-hmm.
And later on, we give notice in the letter. By the way, this is only a brief two-page letter. It says, the fee for impairing any of my contracts, in parenthesis, civil, administrative, criminal, maritime, close parenthesis, letting him know I don't fear criminal, has been established at a minimum sum of $500,000 per stultification. Communications from third parties who lack first-hand factual knowledge comprise impairment. Upon the notary certification of impairment, I will assign my receivables to a public agency for collection. It is my sincere hope that you and counsel will give thoughtful deliberations to this notice so that no one has to suffer unnecessarily. And then the very last sentence before ending says, as attorneys tend not to fully appreciate legal remedies far into their experience, a list of former public and court officials rendered uninsurable after violating public policy and impairing my interests is available upon request during the period of immunity. Now, all of those sentences in there are geared towards telling an attorney, back off. You will not want what I do. And we told him in the letter what it would be, what this doctor would do if the recipient of the letter's attorney sends an unverified letter to him or makes a complaint with a court. The doctor will bill him and include a promissory note or convert the bill by way of a certificate of non-performance into an account receivable and 1099 it and send IRS to collect. And in fact, the response came in a couple of days ago to this letter. And you know what it was? It was a letter that I was actually going to read. Let me see perhaps if I can find it here. Give me just 1 second. This would be worth introducing. I don't mean to waste anybody's time. Don't find it, but it was a letter from the doctor stating, I've taken this to a number of attorneys and a number of banks, and they don't know what to make of it. And so I was going to call the notary for advice on handling the bank, but by the way, if you'd like to pay me the $400,000 in another form, then we can go back to the original contract. Now, what does that letter say? Really, what does that letter say? It says no attorney would touch it. I'm actually out here walking a gangplank in a hurricane by myself because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. That's what we want, because the attorney for your husband is the most dangerous man on the planet for you. So I said all of that so you should be aware of that, and so that people should know not to do these procedures unless they know what they're doing. Now, Julie, did you work with a mentor on this?
Yeah, I was working with somebody from the Helping Hands group.
Okay, and I hope it was someone that had direct experience, and certainly you've been guided along the way. So how did you handle the Secret Service visit?
Well, it was actually pretty informative and interesting.
Very good. That's the right attitude. That is so healthy.
Yeah, I didn't. I think he was just there to scare me. I don't. He was threatening that he would arrest me if I filed, if I actually filed the 1099 OID. He also asked me if I had filed it yet, and so I could see that I was kind of getting the message that he didn't know what the heck was going on either, and that they were, you know, and it gave me the idea that this is really working because they're taking notice and.
Right.
Trying to counteract it.
Well, you know what happened here. The attorney wrote a letter to Secret Service that we believe we have a false tax filing. Correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he said
it was fraud, that I was committing fraud.
Yeah. And what was your response to that?
Well, he kept asking me if I understood, and I just I was just kind of playing dumb. He wanted me to acknowledge.
Do you know how many times I have heard that asked of a patriot? Do you understand what you did here?
Yeah.
You know what he's doing when he's doing that?
He's trying to get me to admit it, right?
He's seeking your consent. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mr. Jones.
He left pretty disappointed.
Sorry?
He left rather disappointed that he hadn't scared me and he hadn't gotten me to confess or whatever.
Yes. And did you ask him any questions?
No.
All right. I've mentioned. Go right ahead.
I asked him to leave. I mean, I didn't ask him to leave, but I ended the conversation quickly to get him to just
leave. Let me mention the next page in this letter after the two-page letter. It's called Schedule B, Rights of Recipient, and it says, if you have evidence that the tax information provided to the Internal Revenue Service is defective, you may file a complaint with the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration at the following address. I gave them the place to complain, and it says Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, Complaint Management Team, P.O. Box 589, Ben Franklin Station, Washington, D.C., 20044-0589. I could have just as easily said Criminal Investigation Division of IRS and giving them the local address for that. So we actually fire a preemptive strike, letting them know we know exactly what we're doing, and if you want to get into it, that's fine, because there's an asterisk where the word complaint is, and if you look at the bottom of the page, it's a big open page. That's all it says at the top, and at the bottom in 8-point tiny type it says, unverified complaints are deemed impairment of contract and consent to accept the privilege and expense of participating as a co-claimant. What would my next step be? I'd send that attorney a bill for $500,000 based upon this, and the ball would be rolling. Now, when a Secret Service party presents himself like that, I've suggested in the past on this program that people might want to ask some questions. The first question is, what are you doing here, and what brought you here? Tell me the circumstance of this apparent investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And I might ask him pointed questions about that. Were you sent by such and such? Who sent you? Did the White House send you? You know, what's your agenda? Is this a criminal investigation? Very good. And I might, some people who aren't ready to talk to them might simply say to them, I'll be happy to answer your questions, but I don't do business verbally. I do it in writing to protect the integrity of the public record. So just send your questions on to me and I'll be happy to answer that. Plus, I'm going to put a statement in the county record today indicating that I told you that. I might ask the fellow when he says to me, do you know what you're doing here? You know how many times that's been asked? The fellow who invented this process was asked that by IRS when he finally got them to call him after 10 months after complaining to the tax advocate and his local congressman. They called him a week later and they said, let's call him Bill. Bill, do you know what you did here? And he said, no. They said, you forced us to go into the record of every company you named here and adjust the books. So I would answer such a question if he says, do you know what you did here? I'd answer such a question by saying, sir, do you own a home? Did you sign a mortgage? And you signed a promissory note. Yeah. What about that don't you understand? And I'd see what his knowledge is of the 1099. as opposed to my knowledge of the 1099.
Uh-huh.
And he would, and before he left, I would ask him in front of a witness, for and on the record, are you giving me an order to not make a required filing to the Internal Revenue Service, yes or no? Is that your position? Are you ordering me not to issue payment under public policy? Are you ordering me to pay in with gold and silver? There are many ways that interview could be handled. And it doesn't have to be done belligerently the way my voice sounds right now. But I don't like the fact that they always catch you by surprise. Imagine, that's the way they do their criminal investigation, of course, to try and catch you and convict you.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly would want to inquire of him what his business is with me and why he thinks he has authority to come before me, as my friend said. And what about a promissory note, don't you understand? And what about a 1099 OID, do you not understand?
Mm-hmm.
I generally send them their copy of the 1099 OID and already have filed the other. If I did not know what I was doing, I might hesitate and send them one as a proposed draft copy. Now, we do propose draft copies of other things to try and nip circumstances in the bud, such as a proposed draft copy of a criminal complaint.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case of a 1099 OID, I file it, I send them their copy, here, and I let them know by my letter, so there's no misunderstanding. I might even, if I had a good letter, I might even read it to him. I'd say, here, read this. I believe it explains it on line 5, how what the 1099 represents. Did I not pay a promissory note? Am I not required, is the taxpayer not required to report that payment? Is it not in excess of $600? And you're telling me not to fill out a 1099? Did you order me to break the law? Excuse me, let me get my tape recorder on here. You see how it might work.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to keep a tape recorder handy. Keep it ready.
Yeah, those little, you can get a $49 undependable one at Walmart, I might add, by RCA.
Uh-huh.
So what do you intend to do now?
Well, I actually sent the copies of the 1099 ahead of the actual 1099 because I didn't have the forms that I needed. So I just sent the B copy off to all the holders of the promissory notes and was intending to fill them out. I was just about ready to do it, so I haven't done it yet. So, but I guess part of my question was that I kind of had a misunderstanding with the person that I was working with, that, and he was saying that I shouldn't have put my ex-husband on the note. So I was wondering if that was part of the issue.
What capacity did you put your ex-husband on? What capacity did you include him on the instrument?
As one of the fiduciaries on the promissory note.
Mm-hmm. And what
and,
reason
and
was
his lawyer?
What reason well, were they included on there?
One of the courts. There's two courts involved. So one of them was the custody for my children, and so he was. He's the in that case. He's listed as the plaintiff and. My straw man is listed as the defendant.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my reasoning for putting them on the indemnity
okay.
bond and the promissory note.
All right. Generally, when there's a court case, I would name the clerk and possibly the judge because the lawyer has handed the liability over to them. So they're just now a party of record, a party of standing, but they're not holding the liability because the court now is doing the fishing. So that's one reason that you may have had trouble. But
and I sent one to the clerk of the court and the judge and also the Department of Family Services head and one of their
right.
social workers.
And so did your administrative remedy include getting their authority and consent to the 1099?
I don't believe so, no.
Yeah, that's always good to include. And if you felt that you needed some further bolstering to receive their consent, you could always send an addenda to the administrative remedy Here's another copy of the 1099, and I thank you for putting me in touch with the authorities. It was my assumption that I'd like to give you an opportunity to disprove the assumption that you are attempting to use legal process and United States agencies to obstruct public procedures and proper tax reports. You have 10 days to disprove this presumption by demonstrating how a promissory note in excess of $600 does not require the filing of a 1099 OID. Your failure to respond will comprise your consent to the filing of the 1099 OID and your confession of having filed a fraudulent report with the Secret Service of the United States for criminal referral. That's how I would handle it.
Okay.
Now, I'm not telling you to do that. By the way, we have music in the background, so we've got to go to break. But does that provide at least a little avenue for thought process for you?
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Very, very good. Thank you. Nice talking with you, Julie. Folks, we'll be back in 2 minutes to wrap up the program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners, the final 5 minutes at the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's been an interesting program tonight. We covered a lot of material. I would like to reemphasize that no one should undertake any procedure No one should file or not file based upon anything you've heard me say. Everybody really, in these kinds of personal decisions, everybody really has to consider their understanding, what their history has been, where they're at, and what they would do. Just because I say something will settle and close an issue doesn't necessarily mean it will, and doesn't mean that you won't have a different result in the hands of different people. We are seeing what appear to be fairly predictable results at this point with the technology we've been discussing the last few months. I also caution that when dealing with private attorneys, one must fire, in my opinion, a preemptive strike that is so potent and powerful he wouldn't dare to take the next step. Now, that means that we have to cultivate our understanding of what the logical next step would be. I've spoken about the importance before of thinking like our opponent, placing ourselves into their head and their mindset, and anticipating their responses. If you send a promissory note to an attorney with a 1099 OID naming him as the liable party, you can guarantee he's going to seek some agent's intervention to try and pressure you through the threat of criminal charges not to file the document. He doesn't understand public policy. He only understands his paycheck and his bottom line. So what do you do? Number one, I've said this before. I said this last week. I do not fill out OIDs naming individual parties or persons. I name the institution, but I provide a warning that if they don't transmit the funds into that institution's books fully to the face value of the instrument, then I will name them. And if they don't, then I name them. And then they have no leg to stand on. Plus, I receive their consent in the original administrative remedy. That if I do not receive their statement of account by 10 days, that the notary certification would be their, would comprise their consent to all necessary collection procedures at the discretion of the creditor. End of story. Now I have, who sent you? Mr. Jones? Well, Mr. Jones consented to this. Why are you here? Wouldn't that end the conversation? Actually, it wouldn't with me, because I'd say, sit down, have a cup of coffee, and tell me about your job. How long you've been with Secret Service? I asked that of a cop the other day. Next thing I know, I found out he's on the force 2 years. He used to be a teacher of technology for 10 years, and before you know it, I'm going to have lunch with that fellow, and that's how I build my network and knowledge and understanding of how other people think. So those visits from Secret Service need to involve pinning them down as to what orders they are giving and what's their authority to give that order, what brought them there, and do they understand what liabilities they are accepting by impairing my private business. That's all I care about, liability. And as a sovereign man, I can collect on those debts. I'm very good at it. So, folks, thank you for joining me. Remember, you can download this program in the Republic Broadcasting Archives. We will see you next Sunday night, God willing, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You've been listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Good night, and may God bless you.
Since 1980.